With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday. Okay? As the Cardinals continue to spank the Cowboys, the bleeding won't stop right now. 31-3. We'll talk about that disaster later on in the show. I got to let you know we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Okay? This is when the show gets started an hour ago. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. And if you missed the first hour, you missed us chatting it up with Hall of Famer Warren Moon. Shout outs to Warren Moon for joining us. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. And thank you to each and every single one of you for taking the time to listen. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief. And you already know the phone line, 855-212-4CBS. In that first hour, outside of having Warren Moon join us, we spoke about Tom Brady. We talked about his move to Tampa Bay at 43 years old, leaving the New England Patriots behind. And good for Tom Brady. I think it's cool that you can have somebody go out on a potential high as opposed to go to a team and almost wallow and have your career end it. I mean, the expectations are high. We had this conversation last week. I still believe that Tom Brady can win, but I don't think he has all the pressure in the world. His legacy is set. It's cemented. He doesn't lose a damn thing if he doesn't win a Super Bowl title in Tampa. All he can do is add to his legacy. All he can do is show how great he is. Sounds like a pretty damn easy risk to make and take. And one of our callers, before we went to break, he said, hey, it's a better situation than being up in New England when it's cold, when it's freezing in November and December and January, as opposed to being in milder weather, albeit it can get humid, in Tampa. Sounds like a good move to make to me. And Warren Moon, if you missed it in the first hour, he agreed.
I really do think that he made the right decision. He's going somewhere where they have great talent around him, great wide receivers in Chris Godwin and also Mike Evans. He has good tight ends. You know, Gronkowski comes there, a guy that he's very, very familiar with. Their running backs have been very, very good. And the offensive line, they really beat that up in the offseason as well. But the thing I'm more encouraged about is their defense. Their defense was one of the best defenses in the league over the last 7 years last year. And we saw what they did the other day to Green Bay. This is a defense that can be smothering. They bring a lot of pressure. And if their defense is playing well and you've got Tom Brady who's going to be efficient, he's going to take care of the football, this is a very dangerous team going forward as they get to know each other a little bit better.
You heard Warren Moon. And you can listen to the replay on the freeradio.com app. But one of the things that Warren Moon mentioned is all of the talent that is surrounding Tom Brady. And that's what it's been for the past few years. You know, he didn't have Randy Moss and Gronkowski out there. And he didn't have some of his usual suspects. There was no Deion Branch. Come on. New England, they got their work cut out for them. And he has some better weapons in Tampa Bay. And speaking of better weapons, and we talked about this team last week. It's a rarity, I guess, to talk about this team because they're historically awful, and that's the Cleveland Browns. They fall to 4-2 yesterday. They get wiped out by the Pittsburgh Steelers 38-7. And you want to talk about like offensive talent and you want to say what a team has and what they're capable of. I mean, how many teams can say, oh, well, at wide receiver, you know, we push out not only Jarvis Landry, but Odell Beckham Jr. How many teams can actually, you know, claim to have legitimate weapons? What, the Cowboys? You think about all of their weapons in Gallup and Lamb and in Cooper, and I mean, they're having difficulty mustering, you know, more than 3 points tonight. Not to say that they're the ones, you know, they can only receive the football. They can't go out there and throw it. But when you look at Cleveland, that's what you get. I mean, these guys, Stefanski has them out there throwing touchdowns to themselves. You'll see Landry to Beckham and Beckham to Landry. And a lot of times they're utilizing a lot of gadget plays to keep things off balance. Because I think the jury is still out on Baker Mayfield. There will be times and opportunities where he can keep you in the game. And there's other times and opportunities where he'll give it away. I mean, last year, Baker Mayfield, this man had 27 turnovers. He couldn't find these all-pro wide receivers that he has and just Landry and then also Beckham. And what did Baker Mayfield do yesterday in the loss? And look, Pittsburgh is a complete team. We spoke about this last week, and I told you all, I said, look, if the Browns can get over this hump, congratulations. They have showed that they belong. But in the games that they've played in their division to make statements, they've been wiped out. There's no difference in this game than the opening game of the season when the Ravens put their foot on their throats and smashed them. And it was a similar score that first game of the year. The Ravens beat them 38-6. At least yesterday, they were able to muster an extra point and give you a 7 here, at least score a touchdown. Baker Mayfield's line, 10 of 18 for 119 yards, one TD, two interceptions. Odell Beckham Jr. yelling and rallying his guys on the sideline. He wasn't happy. Baker Mayfield, at one point in time, because of his chest, his rib injury, Baker Mayfield was sat down and he was replaced when it was just a foregone conclusion they were going to lose. They put Case Keenum in the game. There's not a human being in Cleveland, Ohio, who wants to see Case Keenum playing football. Baker Mayfield abused, 4 sacks. Knocked all the way around. The Pittsburgh Steelers ran the ball down their throats. 3 touchdowns. This was abuse. And I think it's a reality. I think Baker Mayfield is who he is. I don't think he's necessarily going to change. I don't know if he'll ever be consistent in getting the ball to Landry, getting the ball to Beckham. Odell only finished with 25 yards. Jarvis Landry had 40. Odell was targeted only 4 times. It's a difficult thing to do. So I think for everybody who wanted to call last week from Cleveland and you wanted to tell me how much that the Browns were going to improve and you wanted to tell me that I need to give the Browns some credit, yeah, they got offensive weapons. Yeah, that defensive front is awesome. But I want to remind you what Denny Green said years ago. God bless his soul. Remember this when Dennis Green said this?
They are who we thought they were.
That's exactly who the Browns are. The Browns are who we thought they are.
They are who we thought they were.
And they'll win some games. they'll be okay. But when it's time to actually win, they're not there yet. And I think a big part of it is their quarterback. Granted, the defense gave up 38 points to the Steelers, let everybody just score a touchdown on them. Even Claypool got a touchdown on a run, and we know he's been on a binge in the air. Baker Mayfield, someone who does a lot of talking, he's toned it down so far this season. The Browns, well, Baker Mayfield, obviously after the game, Baker came on and said, yeah, we gotta beat these teams. We gotta show that we can actually win this division. And personally, I think it's lip service. Kevin Stefanski, he talked about what went wrong yesterday.
Bottom line, got beat. Credit to them. Didn't do anything right, obviously. Offensively, couldn't sustain drives, couldn't get a first down on third or fourth down. But again, credit to them. Guys fought. And then we got to learn from this and move on, because you got another one next week, a division opponent on the road.
Yeah. That's all you can do is look forward if you're the Cleveland Browns. That's all you can do. And when it came down to benching Baker Mayfield, Kevin Stefanski, you know, those are the type of things that you got to clear up. Those are the type of things that everybody can make a big story. You can ignore the fact about his injury. I think a lot of people conveniently did so when they took him out of the game. This is what Kevin Stefanski had to say as to why he sat him down.
I didn't want to see him get hit one more time, and that's I put that on myself. Went into this game knowing we had to keep him clean, and we didn't do a good enough job. So that starts with me, obviously. And he's a very, very tough player, and I know he wants to fight, but it's a long season. We got a game next week, and I didn't feel like it was the right thing to put him back out there.
Yeah. I mean, he was on the injury report. Odell was on the injury report. People were thinking about whether it was gamesmanship. And I told you that Baker, this guy got sacked four times yesterday. He got slapped around. At minimum, yeah, if you want to be competitive in the AFC North, you want Baker Mayfield to be healthy. You just don't want him giving away the football. So I think the reality, there's two things that we learned here yesterday. If you sat through or watched the beating that Pittsburgh gave to Cleveland. Pittsburgh, as I said last week, they're probably right there. They're the number one team between them and the Titans, and they'll have a matchup soon, this upcoming week, actually. The Pittsburgh Steelers are one of the best teams in the NFL. And the Cleveland Browns, yeah, they still might, right now, this moment, they still might be a wild card team just because the amount of squads that are going to get into an expanded playoffs. But don't expect anything else from Cleveland. Expect this the rest of the year. Expect this the rest of the season. One week you're going to see Odell throw a touchdown to Landry. Expect to see later on Chubb and Hunt. Expect to see them running the football. Expect them to actually take on some good teams and then lose. They're going to have another opportunity this upcoming Sunday at Cincinnati to correct things. They should be able to have a competitive matchup. Not to say that I would favor them at this point in time, but they're going to take on the Raiders. Then they get a bye, and then they have Houston, which is a fire, dumpster fire. They had an opportunity to stay close and almost win yesterday. Didn't happen. Philadelphia is on the schedule for the Browns. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee, which will be their next kind of big hump. Can you beat a team that was an AFC title game? Baltimore, we know they stomped them out 38-6 to start the year. And then they have some gimmies here as the Browns take on the New York Giants and the Jets. They should win both of these games. and they conclude their year back with Pittsburgh, where maybe in playoff position, they can try to make a statement win, or they can go into the playoffs with some trepidation. So I'll tell you this much. If you can go ahead and look at the Cleveland Browns, you know, they're not the same old Browns. They're not a team that you can just ignore. They're not void of talent. They have plenty of talented players. But Baker Mayfield, he's inconsistent. I just think this is who he is. And the Browns, even though they might be, I would consider, a mediocre, average football team, they're going to have their ups and they're going to have their downs. Dennis Green, years ago, when he was coach of the Cardinals, he said it perfectly. This is what the Browns are right now, this moment.
They are who we thought they were.
And that is nothing but a mediocre football team that will get to the playoffs because it's expanded. Don't believe the hype. Leave it alone. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take your calls. What are your thoughts on the Browns? What are your thoughts on Baker Mayfield? You know, is it going to come time for him to take a seat? Is he a long-term answer for the Cleveland Browns? And then there's another quarterback, someone who went to a Super Bowl last year. People are saying that this guy needs to sit down. Seems like yesterday he bounced back. I'll tell you who it is. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Ugh. That what you just heard was Baker Mayfield doing what? Throwing an interception. That was courtesy of Steelers Radio. And yesterday, the Cleveland Browns, they were beat up again. They were smashed by a competitive squad. The Pittsburgh Steelers just knocked them out 38-7. The Cleveland Browns opened up the season against another division foe. They took on the Baltimore Ravens, and they beat them 38-6. And all we've heard, I mean, for the past several weeks and even last week, and we know this, it's really that the Cleveland Browns have to get over the hump. But I don't know if they can. I don't know if they can get over the hump with Baker Mayfield as quarterback. What you see from the Cleveland Browns right now is exactly who they are, an inconsistent football team. It's not going to change. It's not going to move. It's not going to happen in the middle of the season. It's not. They're going to get hot. They'll look good one game, and another game will come against a legitimate competitor, and they'll stink. Last year, Baker Mayfield, 27 turnovers. This year, Baker Mayfield, he has 6 interceptions already. 10 TDs, 6 interceptions. That's not going to cut it. The football doesn't need to find the opposition. The football needs to find the hands of Jarvis Landry. The football needs to find the hands of Odell Beckham Jr. And Coach Stefanski, I mean, you see him overcompensating, trying to be unique. They want to run the football. But is all of the gadget plays and trick plays necessary? One wide receiver to another? I mean, how many more versions of Landry to Odell, Odell to Jarvis do we need? Just to keep teams off balance, to keep these other squads guessing. In a traditional sense, don't you want your star quarterback throwing the football? Isn't your QB the guy who you're paying the big bucks? And let's see if the conversations continue to heat up about Baker Mayfield And, you know, what happens as his rookie contract comes to a close? Don't you want your star throwing the football? If you're the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, every now and then you can sneak one in there. You can trick folks. But you want Pat Mahomes throwing the football. If you're the Green Bay Packers, do you want anybody besides Aaron Rodgers throwing it up? We can look at any quarterback across the league. And the Browns, unfortunately, they're a disaster. So don't get your hopes too high. Don't anticipate too much. I could see them going to the playoffs, and I could see them losing because Baker Mayfield decided to turn the football over. I think that's a realistic possibility for the Browns. So good luck to them as they figure things out. And hopefully as the rest of the season goes on that they don't implode. That we don't get the finger pointing. That we don't get the quotes about being frustrated. That we don't get the videos and the press conferences. Because if things hit the skids in Cleveland, they're gonna give me a great opportunity to kind of recap what they are or what they've been in the past. And that's just a disaster. And speaking of the past, the recent past, I need to talk about this because it's crazy to me. Yesterday, we had two California teams going at it. San Francisco and the Rams. San Francisco was able to even their record at 3-3. They beat the Rams, who have been one of the better offensive teams in the league this year. San Francisco won 24-16. The Rams walked in and came into the game, leading the NFL with sacks, 20 total. Jimmy Garoppolo was not hit once. Jimmy Garoppolo takes so many hits from the media. He takes hits from the fan. He threw three touchdowns yesterday that he came back to the game healthy from his high ankle sprain. We know he got benched last week in a beatdown given to them by the Miami Dolphins. Threw three TDs. Raheem Mostert, he came back, or he played, and then he had a high ankle sprain. It's likely he'll be missing some time. But Jimmy Garoppolo had all of his weapons, and basically they beat one of the better offensive teams in the entire league. And for the life of me, I don't understand why Jimmy Garoppolo gets such a bad rap. The Niners, they win football games. They went to the Super Bowl. I mean, he was criticized at the end of last year because he wasn't airing it out. Like, what do you want him to do? You want him to now be Patrick Mahomes in every instance? You want him to just throw the football and light it up? Why? When you have the opportunity to run, why not? And he caught so much flack ending last year. He caught so much criticism coming into this year. And then he was also hurt and injured. And people are already talking about how the Niners need to let Jimmy Garoppolo go. Well, yesterday he had all of his weapons. Kittle gave you 109 yards. Deebo Samuel was out there. Kendrick Bourne, Mostert. He had everybody to play with. They'll have to figure things out again now that Raheem Mostert is injured and hurt. And look, I don't think he's going to be scot-free the rest of the year either. Because Jimmy Garoppolo, they still play in probably the toughest division or one of the toughest divisions in the entire league. The Seattle Seahawks are not going anywhere in the NFC West. They just came off of a bye. They're 5-0. The Rams, I think this might have been a speed bump for them. The Rams aren't going anywhere with their offense, with their defense. The Cardinals pick up a win tonight against the Dallas Cowboys. I think, yeah, anybody can go ahead and light up the Cowboys. That's what most teams do. The Cardinals, it's going to be interesting to see if they can fight towards the playoffs. So, yeah, it's not a guarantee that the Niners will go this year. That this could possibly be a fall off, that this can be a Super Bowl hangover. And we know Yeah, Bosa is hurt. He's done for the season. Richard Sherman is dealing with a calf injury. This isn't necessarily the same squad, but they did hold the Rams to 16 points yesterday. And I think people, you know, just give Jimmy Garoppolo a break. His job isn't to go out there and give you, you know, four touchdowns every single game. He hands the ball off. They go with the flow. And they've been a winning football team and certainly went to the Super Bowl last year because of it. This year, I just think they happen to be just bit by the injury bug in a competitive division. So if you want to say Super Bowl hangover, let's point a big finger at the Niners and their injuries this year. I think that's probably the biggest part and the biggest issue. And when we come back, a matter of fact, I want to talk about their opponent. Because the Rams, even though they lost, I think they're surprising folks. We'll talk the NFL. We will talk about the Rams. We'll talk about the Niners. I have to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They officially took the L. It's in the books tonight. The Dallas Cowboys end up losing to the Cardinals, as I just told you, in a beatdown, 38-10. Yeah, people in Dallas, pretty sure they're not too high on Andy Dalton right now. We'll talk about it all. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great night. Man, Dallas Cowboys, still ugly. Tonight, no Dak Prescott, Andy Dalton starting. The defense is still terrible, too, by the way. The Cardinals win 38-10. We're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys because the ridiculous thing is that now having a record of 2-4, they're still on the top right now of the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys, with a 2-4 record, they're still at the top of the division. There's a good chance that they'll still win the division. We spoke to Warren Moon. Yes, Hall of Famer Warren Moon was on the line with us last hour. And Warren said he thinks eventually the Eagles might go on a run. The Dallas Cowboys, on Sunday, they're going to take on the Washington football team. And the Eagles, next up for them, are the New York Giants. I don't even know if the Eagles have NFL players right now. I'm being quite honest. Ertz and Sanders, these guys are hurt. There's so much to talk about with the NFC East. The Cowboys are 4-2. We're going to talk about them. And on the other hand, the team that beat the snot out of them tonight, the Cardinals, they're now 4-2 in a competitive NFC West. Okay, last night before we went to break, I told you about San Francisco. San Francisco is now 3-3. You can consider it a Super Bowl hangover. Well, the team that represented the NFC in the Super Bowl before that, I mean, you have the Rams here. The Rams now fall to 4-2. Jared Goff, and I got to give Jared Goff credit. I got to give McVay credit. Even though they lost yesterday, this team, surprisingly, heading into yesterday's contest, they were the 7th-ranked offense in the league. Their defense led the NFL in sacks heading into yesterday. And in all honesty, I don't think that the Rams for this year have gotten the credit that they deserve. They're 4-2 right now. It's going to be a dogfight all the way through in the NFC West between Seattle unbeaten, San Francisco 3-3. It's not like they are a scrub team. They're dealing with injuries. Yesterday, they finally got their offense together, but now Mostert is going to be gone. And then the Rams, I understand Todd Gurley isn't what he used to be. I understand Todd Gurley isn't the, you know, 2017 and 2018, offensive player of the year. He's not that guy. He's going to come out and have amazing games, and there will be other games now where you're like, where's Todd Gurley? I understand that. But when you have a Pro Bowl level player, when you have someone who can have a good game, you have to account for them on the field. And that's what Todd Gurley has always been. Even in the backfield. I mean, even at towards the end of his time with the Rams, and people were saying, well, he doesn't do anything. And how many yards per carry is he actually going to get us? And where's his burst? And does he have a leg injury? All of that may have very well been true. It still might be true right now and today. But the reality is, you can't have someone of his caliber in the backfield and not have the defense take account that he's there. Whether he's a decoy, whether he's a distraction, you have to pay attention to him. And so I actually want to give the Rams some credit. They're running multiple guys out there, Henderson and Brown and Akers. They're running running backs out there, and this is the point. Does anybody need like a star running back? Does anybody need to just put a Derrick Henry out there onto the field? Sometimes you can do it with multiple folks. So I know people want to say, oh, what's going on with the Rams and can McVay and the guys do it? I've been pleasantly surprised and have to give them credit that even right now they're 4-2. Robert Woods, yesterday he only finished with two catches for 11 yards. Four catches for 29 yards. But Robert Woods, I think he's probably one of the more underrated wide receivers in the entire game. I think people don't always pay attention to Cooper Kupp. And Jared Goff, so far this year, you know, he's also earning his money. Yesterday he had a bad game. Still gave you two touchdowns, had an interception. Sometimes you're going to win some. Sometimes you're going to lose some. But I got to give the Rams a whole lot of credit for even being 4-2 this year. Are they going to go back to the Super Bowl? I highly doubt it. Not at all. There's still a high chance that the Rams don't even make the playoffs. That's realistic just because of the division that they play in. And speaking of a team that will make the playoffs, speaking of a team that is undefeated, I'm going to take the opportunity right now to tell you Doing More is sponsored by the Home Depot. I'm going to tell you who's getting it done. With the help from Home Depot, you can take on fall projects without ever leaving your own backyard. Download the Home Depot mobile app today. You can search, shop, and more. The Home Depot, it's how doers get more done. Who is it? Titans running back Derrick Henry. Another dominating performance yesterday on the ground and Sunday's comeback win over the Texans. He rushed for 212 yards on 22 carries. He scored two touchdowns, including one that was 94 yards. Derrick Henry, this man currently leads the NFL in rushing yards with 588 on the season. And when you have a running back like Derrick Henry, and he is the bell cow, he's the guy that you're delivering the football to, I think this is what we'll see in an NFL that continues to change. You know, when we had Warren Moon on the line with us last hour, you know, I asked Warren, what do you think about just all these quarterbacks rushing and quarterbacks running and guys getting outside the pocket? You know, we saw the injury to Dak Prescott. We see Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. Tonight, he didn't look like a pinata, but there are a lot of games where Kyler Murray looks like a pinball. He's just getting bounced around all over the place. But Derrick Henry at running back, this man is like a machine. You know, I'm real interested to see, you know, what type of a full career does Derrick Henry have? It's not like he is ancient by no stretch of the imagination. He's only 26 years old. And just for how big he is and how fast he is, when you are taking the majority of the snaps and you're a bruiser like he is, how long do you hold up? We got running backs who get these contracts, and, you know, Dalvin Cook already hurt, injured. Derrick Henry got paid. And he didn't break the bank. I think he's making about $12 million per year. But let's see how long he can last. In the case of a Todd Gurley, as I told you a few minutes ago, you look at Todd Gurley and it's like, whoa, Todd Gurley is already broken? Well, you got to think about some of the injuries and the wear and tear he had just coming into the NFL from college. So the Titans there, they're 5-0 right now. You can almost kind of wrap that around the neck of Derrick Henry. Just the Titans' ability to run the football, play off of the run. Ryan Tannehill is also away from Adam Gase, so that most certainly helps him out. He doesn't have to worry about being coached by someone who is just, quite frankly, a loser. And Ryan Tannehill right now, over the past year and a half, he's been in a perfect system where he can flourish. And Adam Gase is coaching a New York Jets team that is on the way to just having the number one overall draft pick. And it's beyond me when you think about every single team. And I don't want to beat anybody when they're down. But in the case of the New York Jets, I will. Adam Gase should have never been named the head coach of the Jets. Adam Gase was given this opportunity to be coach of the Jets, and he walked in with a losing record. He is and was a loser. Players can't wait to leave. Jamal Adams didn't want to be there anymore. Le'Veon Bell did not want to be there anymore. And as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills tonight, Le'Veon Bell is actually, he actually tweeted out earlier today. He's like, oh my goodness, I can't wait to join him. Can you blame him? I mean, this man played for the New York Jets. A disaster. And so the New York Jets, their best hope is to just keep on losing and hope that they can get their hands on Trevor Lawrence. And that Trevor Lawrence at the same time doesn't pull any type of power play and say, oh yeah, I don't want to go to the Jets. Who's protecting me besides Mekhi Becton? Who am I throwing the football to? Oh, Mims? Do his hamstrings work? Who's my running back? Piron? Michael Piron from Florida? The Gators? Okay. Can he run in the NFL? Does he have burst? And so as I told Warren Moon, the New York Jets need Jesus. There's not one singular player who's going to help or save them. They just need help across the board. And the NFL has changed so much. It's not just, hey, we need a great defense. Yeah, you need a great defense. You need someone who's going to get you some stops. You need a defense that's not going to be the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to need a defense that doesn't operate like Mike Nolan's defense here with the Cowboys. But the NFL right now is built for offense. If you cannot score in the NFL right now, you will not win. You can be efficient. You can be surgical. You can be smart like Vrabel in the Titans. I mean, Coach Vrabel is out here taking penalties just to stop the clock to give his team another opportunity to score. And guess what they do? They will come back and win the game. You can have a Patrick Mahomes. You can have a Lamar Jackson running around with his feet on the opposite side of him. He has an amazing defense. But if you have an NFL team that cannot score 30, 35 points, 40 points a game, you're behind the eight ball. You can come and you can try to compete, but you got to get yourself a quarterback. You got to get yourself an offensive line, And you have to at least have a major weapon, a major skill player on offense, so the quarterback can actually score some points. And in the case of a Trevor Lawrence, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say he's underrated, but he's capable of getting some yards with his feet in open space. He's been accurate. I mean, he just threw his first interception of the season as they destroyed Georgia Tech over the weekend, Clemson did. And so the New York Jets, yeah, it'd be a godsend if they got their hands on Trevor Lawrence. But that man is going to need to be protected. And he's also going to need somebody to throw the ball to and also hand it to. Because the NFL has just shifted all the way to offense. And speaking of offense, that's something right now that the Dallas Cowboys don't have any. Even with their wide receivers, even with all of the talent, Ezekiel Elliott, they still fell flat tonight. 38-10 to the Cardinals. When we come back, we're going to talk about this matchup. We'll talk about Andy Dalton. We'll talk about Ezekiel Elliott and his fumbles. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.